What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Trippy Chronicles. First of all, let me say, if you live in the DMV area, I just want to say, is it motherfucking cold enough for y'all? Because I'm not fucking with it. Dear summer, where are you? Come on. Like, I do not fuck with all this snow that we're getting. It's so cold, y'all. I mean, I know it's colder in, like, Chicago and other places, but, nigga, I'm in Maryland right now. It's cold. It's been cold, like, all fucking week, and I'm over it. Anyway, I have a good topic today, I feel like. It's something that I'm very anxious to talk about for some fucking reason, because I'm a fucking weirdo. Let's talk about how, like, the dick wasn't even that great. Let's talk about it, because, you know, I think that sometimes when a guy knows he has good dick, he has this, like, ego, this chip on his shoulder, and, you know, sometimes to the point where it's like, my nigga, it wasn't even, you know what I'm saying, that good. It was like, you know what I'm saying, it's always better. So humble yourself, young boy. Humble yourself. So let's get into it. So I'm really, like I said, I'm really sick of niggas walking around, balls to the ground, like their dick is so bomb. Like, no, I sliced your head in bed to get you off because you were probably taking too long. I mean, it could be good, and I'll still, you know what I'm saying, I'll make you feel more like a man. Let's put it like that. But, at the end of the day, I could have just fucked myself, period. Like, I don't like when guys' egos their head gets so big and they just think, oh, because I have good dick, you'll be dumb. Like, not this one, not over here, not on my watch. So, yeah. So anyway, people really, let's start with the head was trash, because I feel like it's always one or the other. Either the person has, and this is for males too, I feel like either the dick is good and the head is trash, the head is bomb, the dick is trash, or pussy good, mouth, the head is trash, vice versa, whatever. I always feel like you ain't gonna get both, motherfucker. If you get both, if you got both, if you have a partner and you have both in that partner, you a lucky motherfucker, because I just feel like I've never gotten... One was always better than the other. You know what I'm saying? I need balance. I need equal. But anyway, you know, people be thinking their head game be on a swivel, but, like, no. That shit be trash. Do you know how many women fake orgasms? Like, it's unreal. I've seen this post on Facebook. They was like, if having an orgasm got you pregnant, there will only be like 12 kids in the world. Facts. Fucking facts. Like, I don't know. I don't come every time I have sex. I come every time I masturbate, but not when I have sex. Like, no. So basically, like I said, the shit was trash. You know what I'm saying? First of all, like, sometimes dudes be licking your clit. Like, I've had experiences where they just lick my clit like it's a fucking, like, he a little cat, a little baby kitty going for some milk or something. Like, do you want a fucking bottle? Like, why is you licking? I don't know, watch it. Am I sick for that? Like, cats be licking milk a certain way, and it's like little baby licks, and like, I feel like that's what niggas be doing sometimes, man. It's like, that shit is trash, get the fuck out of here. If you don't put your whole fucking mouth on it, boy. Like, what the fuck? And it's like, you don't want to... I don't know. I wonder... I've never had nobody tell me that they just stopped in the middle of the head and just, like, get off me because the head was so trash. Like, I wonder if anybody's experienced that. I feel like if I ever told you to, like, stop, it was because it was just pointless. Like, I didn't like it. But, yeah... This is why bitches try to suffocate niggas, because the head be trash. Like, I tried my best not to do that to niggas, but I feel like this is why bitches wrap their legs around your head and try to kill you, because it's like, Do it right. Do it fucking right. Even when I be watching porn, like, I be looking at the girls sometimes, and they just be looking like they just not there. They just be... They just don't fucking be there. And another thing, like, don't bite my clit. Like, it's not a fucking piece of... It's not a fucking raisin or a fucking gummy snack. Like, what are you doing? You trying to eat my clit? Like... No, that shit fucking hurts, okay? Don't do it. I mean, some bitches might like their shit nibbled on or whatever, but that's the thing. People will try to do sexual stuff on somebody else that they did with the last person. Everything that you did with the last person don't mix well with the new person. You have to, like, either be spontaneous and test your boundaries, or like talk about it, like be like, all right, this is what I don't fucking like, this is what I do like. You have to explore people's bodies. Like, I feel like sex is so cliche now. I feel like it's no effort and meaning, it's no like emotion. Sex is, to me, let me just say this, sex to me seems like it's better when it's emotion behind it, when I like, I guess I'm in love with that person. Like, it just feels more meaningful. Like, yeah, I'm into it. Or you could just meet somebody and then y'all just have a fucking vibe when y'all fuck. It's definitely happens. Another thing, so, about trash dick, like, sometimes I don't know why men think that women don't need foreplay. I be so fucking baffled about this shit. Like, can you get in a fucking car and just drive? Fuck no, you gotta turn the car on. So why in the fuck would you just think that you could just jump in this shit? Like, I'm not in the mood at all. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, a bitch is not Dasani water down there. Like, it's more Sahara Desert. Because you don't want to fucking do foreplay. You just want to throw your dick up in there. Like, that shit is so disrespectful. Like, it's just, it's inconsiderate. And I don't know why, man. They just, y'all be so pressed to get to y'all neck. Y'all don't even think about, like, the female. And that's why some people say, I hear a lot of old people say that sex is for men. And I never understood it till I got older. I could see how they think that, in a sense. But anyway, get your dumb ass off me. You know what I'm saying? Like, You trying to just stick your dick in. No, it don't fucking work like that. And stop putting all your big ass body weight on me. That's another thing. Don't put all your body weight. Bitches too. Do not put all your body weight on that nigga. Be fucking crushing that nigga. Oh my God. Like, even niggas, just because a bitch is big, like, that don't mean put your whole fucking weight on her. Like, my nigga, I'm not a pillow. Like, I know I might look fluffy, but I'm not a fucking pillow. So get your fucking big dumb ass up off me. But anyway, I was just thinking back to, like, I felt like my lungs was gonna collapse last time a nigga did that to me. It was fucking OC, yo. Anyway, so another reason why dick could be trash, or the dick wasn't even that great, like, at the end of the day, the female didn't fucking come. I don't care how good. Like, okay, let me just let this be known. You can have some bomb ass dick and still not make me come. Like, some girls, it's really hard for them to orgasm off of sex. Some girls, it's hard for them to orgasm off of head. Like, everybody, like I said, you have to learn that person's body. Everybody's different. But for the people that, it's hard for them to come off of penetration, it's just like, yeah, your dick is good, I like the vibe, I love the sex, I love how wild and crazy it is, I still ain't come, but this dick was great. Like, if you had to ask me, did I come, I didn't fucking come, so don't ask me again. Don't stop asking bitches that. Oh my God, stop asking women that, did we come. Like, you will know. I feel like you will know if a woman come, unless she's just, she'll win a golden fucking globe in the bedroom. Like, she's just that good of a faker. Like, I'm not doing all that extra shit for faking. I give it the bare minimum because I'm already faking it. But don't know. Sometimes I'll lie. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not even gonna hold y'all. Sometimes I'll lie to a dude and be like, oh yeah, I can. Just to boost his ego. But in my mind, I'd be left because it's like, I did not come, bitch. Why are you lying? Why are you even lying right now? Whatever. Just fucking do you. Because I'm going to talk about you like a fucking dog on a group chat to my friends. Like, woo. If you see your girl's group messages with their friends, you'll probably find some funny shit, yeah. I shouldn't say that. But yeah. I don't know. Stop. I guess all I'm trying to say, what I'm trying to conclude for today's episode is, you not that fucking tight. You know what I'm saying? Even if a nigga look good or whatever, got all his shit together, wear all type of labels, la la la, woo woo woo. Like, if your mental isn't there, your personality isn't there, then it doesn't fucking matter. Like, no. Well, to some chicken heads, it do, but to a real one, it don't matter. Like, so kill all that cocky shit because the dick wasn't even that great.